Naked man arrested in town. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Lolly.
Lolly. Hello there, Lolly.
Hello, Paul.
How are you today?
I am very great.
That's good. It's a nice Tuesday. It's a beautiful day. It's wonderful to see you.
Wonderful to see you too, Paul.
It was so nice out that a man was walking around naked and got arrested.
Spring is in the air.
It's wonderful. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think possibly he was a listener and he was a furry and he was afraid of being shot in his furry costume, so he just took off his furry costume and just decided to roam free?
That was the first thing I thought when I read that news story. It was the first thing. I thought he absolutely had to be a furry who's frightened to death about the bear that got shot.
Exactly. So there's naked people running around town. So from now on, we might see more of these people.
More naked
who
people.
Are taking off their costume.
They cast off their panda and their bear costumes. And they said, there's nothing else that I could really do now that they've shot the bear, but cast off my furry costume and go naked. And now the police are arresting them.
It's unbelievable.
It's so unfair.
You can't win either way. You're either shot or you're in jail.
Or you're naked in jail.
There's no in between.
But in between, did you see that he also bit the police officer and he injured two police officers who are now, unfortunately, in the hospital?
Now, is that a chicken and an egg thing? And I'm not denigrating the police. I applaud everything they do. It's a very brave job. But had they let this guy roam around naked because he wasn't in a furry costume, perhaps he wouldn't have bitten them. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
It's very chicken and egg. And also, it's interesting that it's chicken and egg, and this happened right around Easter time. So it's also plays in with the whole Jesus Christ thing. Like, I felt like, is he trying to be sort of Jesus-y, that he's just naked and walking around barefoot and naked, and is he just trying to be like a la Jesus?
You see, when you said the whole Easter thing, I was thinking chicken and egg, Easter bunny and egg.
Me too. Chicken, egg, and
Jesus. Not the whole
Jesus
thing.
Well, it's all of it. It's chicken, egg, and Jesus that he's walking around naked and barefoot. Is he just trying to like be his inner Jesus and his inner chicken and egg? All of it. You know, that's where my mind went. Like, maybe he's just being chicken, egg, and Jesus and celebrating Easter. And then he got a little aggressive.
Right.
And he bit them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, unfortunately, these Townport police, who I respect very much, and
right,
I have a few friends on the force, and I feel very badly for them, because when you decide to be a Townport police officer, you really aren't signing on for all of this kind of drama. You're really signing on for, like, high school keg parties. You're not signing on for crazy naked guy defecating and biting you.
Right.
Yeah.
Or people in furry costumes.
Exactly. Well, that happened in Town Field.
I guess
that's over at Town Field.
Right, so we're not even going to worry about it. Yeah. Anyway, do you mind if I just do a quick PSA?
Yes.
Is that okay?
No, I don't mind at all.
I just want everybody to know in town and perhaps who's listening in the universe, I lost my Ray-Ban sunglasses yesterday.
I thought you were going to say you lost your virginity.
Well, that I did also.
All the way in your 50s.
It's unbelievable. Finally.
You made it so long.
Finally, it happened.
You had to wait until you were married, divorced, and re-involved
right,
with your ex-wife.
Not remarried, just
no.
re-involved.
Re-involved. Right. When you say I lost my...
You were getting all excited
exactly,
that I was going to tell that story?
You lost your Ray-Ban.
I lost my Ray-Ban sunglasses. So if anybody finds a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses, if they wouldn't mind, as Lolly always says,
yes,
www.communitynewspodcast.com.
You know what that makes me realize? Since we are a community news podcast, and as a throwback to my www, which some people make fun of, maybe we should even put on our www.communitynewspodcast.com website, maybe we should put a little lost and found section.
Oh,
you know, just going with the whole, we do some 70s and 80s throwbacks. Maybe we should make it like a real community news bulletin board and
perfect,
have a little folksy lost and found section.
It would be great if people could tack things up to it
right,
somehow. But
we could sort of tack them up in a virtual way.
Is that it?
Do you think
perfect, I think that's
that,
it. Go to
so
the
let's
website.
Let's put a Ray-Ban, the Ray-Ban.
Ray-Ban.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's put a little lost and found section.
They
that
were,
would make it folksy.
And they were about 5 years old, so they're not in the best shape when you
but
find them.
That would make
them
a little folksy sort of. Let's make a lost and found section.
Most importantly,
yes,
I want to hear about the woman's party that I decided not to go to this weekend. Something tells me I made a mistake. Sorry.
You
adjust all
rumor?
The time. Now I'm adjusting.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Did you hear a rumor?
I heard a rumor. I'm not going to say I heard a rumor. Let's just say I heard a rumor. So why don't you tell me what happened? Because I wasn't
love it when I get into fights with people.
I do. And I love a good long story.
A good long short story. Right. I'm going to make it short, but...
Are you going to do it real time?
The short. The funny thing is that the other fight argument was with a younger woman at the chain store.
Right. That one at the when you were buying sheets.
And duvet covers.
Right.
That was with a younger woman who... Uh-huh.
So you're non-discriminating is what you're... I'm jumping ahead.
Well, what's fascinating about this, but this was with an old lady. An old gray-haired
lady. So you
lady.
Are non-discriminating. Yeah. You'll fight with the young and the
like
old.
Like the other time I was saying, like, that lady was not some old church lady. Like that, so that's why it was like, I was like, you know, it's not some old church lady. This was some old church lady. And I couldn't believe I had to throw this lady out of my house. And she wouldn't leave.
That's amazing.
Fascinating. Yeah. Right. I wished you were there because I couldn't believe. I held off because she was some old biddy. And I thought, like, you know, I'm just going to be nice because it's an old lady and she's a friend of a friend.
Right.
She came into my house, to make it short, she came into my house.
Right.
From the moment she came into my house, she was hostile to me. From the moment she came into my house, it was clear she didn't like me. She had some preconceived notion
How could
of me.
Not somebody not like
I know.
You?
How could they not? How? I'm the most likable person
What did you do
in
to antagonize
board.
Them?
Well, she made... She
was she bearded?
Me,
was yeah. she a bearded lady?
She was, yeah.
Was that
from the moment
it?
She came in. I mean, she did have like a lot going on. Yeah. I mean, she, from the moment she came in, she doesn't listen to the show. She made that clear. I'm too busy. Listen, I'm busy too, bitch.
Now, what accent are you doing? Are you doing a French obnoxious accent or was that like Hagrid?
No, you know what the accent was? She was a townie, townport, self-important townport townie accent.
I'm sorry to interrupt it. Yeah. I just want to make this clear. This was a fun women's party that you were having at your house, right?
It actually was fun until this bitch walked in. So she's like...
Restrained again.
I mean, again, like, I'm nice to everyone, but she walks in my fucking door saying, I know who you are. I'm aware of you. I'm aware of you, she says, because of the town port front porch, she says.
Oh.
She goes, I see you on there. I've gotten into conversations with you on there. I go, about what? She goes, I don't remember. I go, okay. She goes, but obviously you're not aware of me. I go, well, I talk to a lot of people on there. She goes, I'm aware of that, obviously. Like, she had all these snide comments to me all night long. But you know what?
Was she hostile because, were you wearing a bra?
I was wearing a bra. And here's the thing. I'm a bigger person. So I'm like, okay, I see that this woman's got like issues. She's a cunt. I'm just going to call a spade a spade. She's a cunt, but.
A cunt. Okay.
Should I not say cunt on the show?
You can say cunt.
It is my show, right? So the whole time.
I thought you were going to just spell out curse words. That's what you told me before the show.
Oh, right. Before the show, I said I'm only going to spell out the words. So she's a see you next Tuesday with an attitude.
She was invited.
She's a friend of my friend, and she came for the party. So I'm going to just be nice, even though she's in my house.
A non-invited guest.
A non-invited guest.
A guest of a guest.
A guest of a guest. And she's being rude to me, but I'm going to be nice because she's a guest of my guest. So I'm just taking the
rudeness. So is that guest adjacent? Is that like
a
second cousin?
She's a guest adjacent. She's the only person being rude to me. I have many parties. I have many guests of guests. I've never had someone be this rude to me.
Right.
But I'm like, okay, I can take it. She's an old unhappy lady. Now we're sitting around discussing things. Other people are asking me questions. I'm answering those questions. She's interrupting me answering other people's questions by correcting me now, okay? And correcting my answers to those questions. I go, you know what? I think I'm just going to have to ask you to leave. And I go, you've been rude since the moment you walked in the door. And, well, I'm not rude. I'm assertive. I go, well, actually, you're rude. And this is my house, okay? I wanted to say, you're in my fucking house, bitch. You don't get to be rude to the person whose house you're in. You're not in a public fucking place. But I held back. I just said, I'm going to have to ask you to leave, I think. I think it's time. You've been rude since you got here, and it's time for you to leave. And she basically is saying to me, I'm not going to leave. She goes, why should I leave? Why? I'm not being rude. I'm just being assertive.
So how long did she wind up staying in the house
she
after?
She stayed another hour and a half, 2 hours. She stayed. It was like she's like insisting. I'm going to say, who does this?
That's unbelievable.
Who fucking does this?
I can't believe that.
I cannot believe it either.
That you couldn't push buttons hard enough to get her to leave the house.
So, I mean, it was so awkward because the other ladies all just sat there because now they're in the middle of watching this, right? Like, it's awkward for everyone. If it wasn't a friend of a friend, I would have been more aggressive. I would have gotten up. It was also awkward because she's an old lady. Yeah. And I would have gotten up and said, I'm now going to escort you to the door, please. Yeah. Or I would have called the police.
You know what? I'm furious. Forget about calling the police. I'm furious you didn't call me over to witness this whole nonsense.
I wish I'd have recorded it. But it was so awkward because it's my friend's friend. And my friend had gone on about how she liked this lady and this lady was nice to her. And the lady was clearly nice to her. The lady was clearly not nice to me. The lady kept saying, I'm aware of you. And like, she was making these snide, ridiculous remarks to me. Like, I said to her, clearly from the moment you walked in here, you have a problem with me. You don't like me. Like, I just put it on the table.
Right.
Because everyone's so fucking phony and she's being passive aggressive. I go, clearly you don't like me for some reason. And like, what I wanted to say, but I didn't say, is I don't give a shit why you don't like me. Like, really? I could care less. Like, I said, obviously you don't like me. And that's not my problem. But don't come to my house.
Right.
Like, don't come to my house with your negative energy. I didn't say that either. But I just said, well, I'd like you to leave. But she didn't leave. She stayed. And then at the very end, I'm talking to the other women. And I said to the other women, I'm really sorry that you had to witness me being like that. I've never asked someone to leave my house before. Except this old fucking bitch. And I said, I'm sorry you had to witness that. But like, I'm at a point where in my life, I'm not going to have someone just come to my house, insult me, be rude. And they said, no, the other ladies go, you were way nicer than I would have been. You handled it way better than I would have. And then at the very end, she comes up to me and gives some fake passive aggressive, holds my hand and goes, thank you for your hospitality. And I wish you and your children well. And I said, I wish you and your children and grandchildren
well. Oh, so it all ended up nicely.
Well, some fake passive aggressive town court.
It sounds like a fun party.
No, it wasn't fun at all because honestly, I'm past the point of people disrespecting me and being rude to me, and not in my fucking house. Lady, are you paying my mortgage? Get the fuck out of my house.
This is a very aggressive community news.
Listen, if you don't pay my bills and you don't pay my mortgage and I'm not charging you to be in my house and I'm allowing you to be in my house and I'm serving you food and wine, if you don't want to be here and you don't want to be at least nice, get the fuck out.
And on that note, I'll be heading off to therapy and taking Lolly with me.
Is that wrong? Would you let someone in your house that's being nasty to you?
I don't let anybody in my house, period.
I mean, I let everybody in my house.
You're crazy.
But don't come in my house and be a cunt to me. I see you next Tuesday.
Right. I don't let anybody in my house. I'm a hermit. Don't you understand? There's a lot of TV watching that goes on there. I come out to do the podcast. I walk with Peter, and that's it.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Well, it shows me why you do that. And I will also say this. It shows me why other people are not as inclusive. Like, I let everybody in. I'm like, hey, come over, because what could be that bad? But I've never had someone behave so badly. Like, don't behave so badly. Learn how to fucking behave.
So if you're ever invited to a party at Lady's house,
learn how to at least control yourself. Like, if you don't like me, learn how to, like, control yourself. Because if you're going to come up to me and put nasty behavior to me, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Learn how to fake it.
And
that's about it. As always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Lolly.
It's a pleasure. I will see you on Friday. You think you'll be recovered by then?
I hope so. Don't ask me about it. See you next Tuesday.
All right. I'll take care. See you later.
Take care. Sasha.
Hello, Sasha.
Hi, Paul.
They just listened to another wonderful episode of the podcast.
Lucky them.
Aren't they lucky?
Yes.
And you know what? They can see pictures of us. Where can they go?
Well, they can go many places, but the first place they should go is Instagram, community_news_podcast.
You know, I have you do that because there's no way I'm smart enough to remember those underscores.
You're super smart.
Thank you.
You even went to law school and graduated.
I did, but now...
A little known fact.
A very little known fact. You can find that and more on our website, communitynewspodcast.com. And enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a fan.